Our guest in the cafe this morning is Charlie Alderman with Commerce ISD. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I know it's a busy week for you as school starts now. Charlie, officially, as we speak, is the acting superintendent?
The lone finalist, yes, sir.
The lone finalist to be superintendent and, I guess, interim superintendent, but the Commerce School Board is meeting tonight to make it official.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about that?
I'm excited and anxious at the same time.
So as of tomorrow, we have no reason to think whatsoever that Charlie won't be the superintendent as such, but we'll hold off on using that title until then. You spent some time you grew up in Commerce.
Yes, sir.
And your dad was Alvis Alderman.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and mention your mom as well.
Marcy Alderman. She was middle school principal and high school counselor and middle school counselor.
And your dad was?
He was assistant principal at the high school.
But two very well-known and much admired people in Commerce.
They're good people, yes,
and
sir.
And then you then went off and served in some other districts
yes, sir.
Before coming back to Commerce.
Yes, sir. I spent some time as a teacher and assistant principal at Terrell ISD and then got married, so I needed to move to North Dallas, close to where my wife's job was, which was Melissa ISD, and I was the high school principal there for 3 years and then got a chance to come closer to home as a high school principal at Sulphur Springs and then finally got a chance to come here as curriculum director about 3 years ago, so it's been really good for me being home.
Mm-hmm. And then Blake Cooper, of course, decided to retire late in the previous school year. Here you are.
Yes,
well, we've been reading a lot about school districts meeting standards, accountability standards here in the last few days, and Commerce did meet standards.
Yes, sir. We met standard on all four campuses and at the district level. Met standard is the baseline. There's really nothing higher than that. We are hoping to get some distinctions, but we won't know that until later.
Mm-hmm. The distinctions apply to particular areas.
Yes, sir.
Schools.
Particular schools in particular areas. And what they do is they find 25 schools similar to yours and compare you to those 25 schools based on demographics. So the better you do, the more distinctions you get in different areas.
And a distinction is like a gold star.
Yes, sir.
So you're really doing very well in that area.
Yes, sir.
And Commerce ISD, as I recall, had a number of distinctions last year.
We've had distinctions, quite a few distinctions every year.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're talking with Charlie Alderman, and Charlie is the lone finalist as the Commerce ISD superintendent. School board is meeting tonight, and they'll no doubt make that official. Now, along with the accountability, this is all wrapped up with the STAR test. There's been so much controversy about the
yes,
STAR
sir.
Test. Had a lot of problems with it last year all over the state. So where does that stand right now? We're I guess the legislature's meeting again next year, and I guess they'll be addressing that?
Yes, sir. I'm sure that's going to be a real hot topic. There are some parents that have sued the state regarding test scores, so we'll have to see where that falls out at. I think the legislature will meet and make some changes before then.
We're going to run out of time here, and there's some other things I want to cover with you. We talk about the STAR test all day, basically. New calendar, new school district calendar. Now, this applies to the entire state, though, correct?
Yes, sir.
This year, based on minutes.
Yes, 75,600 minutes.
Uh-huh. And the effect of it is there are actually fewer days that children will be in school?
Depending upon how long your school day is. You can make your school day longer and go fewer days, or make your school day shorter and still go the 180 days.
I see.
So you had a little bit of leeway there. Most of the school districts did like we did, and we're trying to get out before Memorial Day weekend. That used to be the normal cutoff. It also gives our teachers a little bit of a break before that.
So days are a little bit longer?
Yes, sir.
And the last day of school would be what?
May the 24th, I believe.
Really? That
I'm But think before, that's off the top of my head.
Before Memorial Day.
Yes, sir.
It won't be going into June.
No, sir.
Oh, that's everybody will be happy with that. And then we just have a minute or so left, Charlie, but tell me about the Pride Prep Academy, which is something new in the Commerce ISD this fall.
We've been very fortunate to work with Texas A&M University Commerce to start a new program. It's a freshman Pride Prep Academy. It will actually go all the way through for 4 years. Incoming freshmen were allowed to apply in a very similar format as the Honors College at Texas A&M University Commerce. Those kids, once they applied, they got into the program. They will start taking college courses as freshmen in high school. Now, not all these students are from Commerce ISD, though the majority of them are. There are some from Bowles, some from Lone Oak, and some from some other school districts. Those kids will come to the Commerce High School campus and take one dual credit course first period and then return to their home campus. Our kids will just go back into the regular high school setting. But it allows them to get a little bit of a head start on their college academics.
Sure. And you said you have 17 kids?
Yes, sir. As of right now, there's 17 enrolled. It will actually start on Monday. The college starts on Monday, so they're following the same schedule.
I see. So the Pride Prep Academy, that's in conjunction with Texas A&M University Commerce.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be interesting to see how that develops. Charlie, good luck to you. And with everything, but in particular with, of course, what will obviously be your new job and the start of the new school year.
I'm very excited, sir.
Very good. Charlie Alderman, who is the lone finalist for Commerce ISD superintendent and the school board meeting tonight to presumably make that official. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.